This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah, it's Mark Grody. The Bears have got OTAs, and there are people saying stuff about this football team. And Mark Grody is asking the tough questions. He's not getting elbowed out by our guy Chris Emma, who is up there asking tough questions today as well. It's a beautiful thing. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Groats.
What's going on, Lawrence? What's going on, Spiegs? Yes, lots of questions to be asked. Some of the difficult variety as well. First, I should tell you guys and everybody listening that the Bears had an indoor practice today because of the rain that persisted and may still be persisting here at Bears headquarters in Lake Forest. That's why if you're watching on Twitch right now, you can see I'm wearing my sick slicker. It is slicker season, and I love when I can bust out the slicker. Luther Burden III did not practice for the Bears today, one of their three second round picks because of a soft tissue issue, which he presumably hurt during the rookie minicamp. There was a point, I believe, in the second practice at the end of the practice where he went down. There really was nobody of authority to talk about it at that time. So we didn't really get any specifics on it then. And we are finding out today that there is a soft tissue issue with Luther Burden. We don't know the extent to which it is serious. Did not see it. It's very important to point that out because these are voluntary OTAs right now. Did not see Kyler Gordon out there on the practice field today. That doesn't necessarily mean that he wasn't out here in some capacity. I did not see Andrew Billings on the practice field today. Braxton Jones still out with his injury. We knew that would be the case. Colston Loveland was at the practice, not participating in the practice as he continues to recover from his shoulder injury. Now, on to some of the ongoings here today of the day that people want to know about. The Bears head coach, Ben Johnson, did today address Caleb Williams and some of the drama surrounding him relative to the upcoming Seth Wickersham book, in which it is revealed, among other things, that Bears quarterback Caleb Williams initially wanted to go to Minnesota, that he was not taught the proper tape-watching techniques, that he was left alone a lot in that regard. At least that's what was alleged by Caleb Williams and his dad, Carl Williams. And again, back to his dad, Carl Williams, was trying to get him out of going to the Chicago Bears. He made it very clear he did not want his son to go to the Bears. It was Caleb Williams who eventually said, I do want to go to the Bears. Call it off. Call off the circumvention. Call off the emergency. I'm going to the Bears. But here is how Ben Johnson handled it and then the ensuing questions after he took the initiative.
it's come to my attention that the quarterback's been out in the media over the last week, and just to get out in front of that a little bit, I just wanted to say I wasn't here last year, and so I can't speak too much in terms of what it was like before he got here and when he got here last year, but from my 4 months on the job, he's been outstanding to work with, and we just are focusing on getting a little better every day.
And what's your process of building the trust with Caleb and getting his full buy-in under your watch?
Yeah, it starts with developing a rapport and a trust, and that's earned over time. You don't walk in day one and expect that to be achieved. And so the more time we spend together, he understands that I have his best interests at heart and vice versa. He's going to go out there and play as well as he possibly can, not just for himself or me, but for the whole team and the city. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So we're very much aligned in terms of what we want to get done, and it just takes more time on task in terms of getting on the same page with how we're going
to
do it.
Are there ways that you watch film with your quarterbacks that might be, does it vary from coach to coach? When you've got these four guys here, are there things that you're teaching them that they need to, you know, see the way that you see it? Is that a part of like this part of the time of the year? Is that part of the process of teaching them? Or
yeah, everyone's different. I've been around a number of coordinators, a number of quarterback coaches. And so I would say my style is kind of a combination of everything that I've been around and I've come to learn and love and appreciate. And so there's a process that I believe in, that we believe in as an offensive staff, that we're adhering to this springtime, and we're going to stay true to that, how we're going to develop that position in particular. And those guys are doing a great job working hard right now.
What do you think when you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where – quarterbacks go to die? Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
Ben, when the story comes out last week, is that something that you felt obligated to talk to Caleb about and to talk about where he's coming from there?
Have we talked about it? Yeah, we talked about it last week after it came out, but he's his own man. He's going to be treated as such. I think we're both really looking forward to turning the page on years prior and focusing on the here and now.
That's a really good edit by Mark Grody, who's very, very good at his job. You got everything you needed on this crucial issue, including Ben saying he's got a system from everybody he's been around of how to watch film, how to show a quarterback how to watch film. That's all I want. All I want is a plan and a system. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Now we've got a guy who's done this before in different realms, and certainly as the boss with Jared, I think he'll figure it out, Grotes.
A system, too, Speaks, that will likely include, here's your homework, Caleb. Here's exactly what we want you to do. Here's what you want to be looking for. In some cases, here's what we want you to look at and see and review, because we either like this or didn't like this. So I think that they will take very specific, very careful steps in which not like it's not just learning to watch the tape. It's specifically what they want him to watch, and I think he will get those things as well. I also like the response he had to, you know, the where Chicago, you know, quarterbacks go to die. He kind of has the right approach to it, because let's face it, the worst that could happen is that Ben Johnson is like all other Bears coaches who couldn't get it right with the quarterback. So he would just go into that pile of other coaches that couldn't get it right, and he could look at this straight in the face and say, oh, yeah, man, I get the opportunity to turn this damn thing around. I always go back to the Cubs analogy with manager after manager, from Don Baylor to Dusty Baker to Lou Piniella, all saying similar things about, hey, man, that wasn't on my watch. You know, like all the losing. This is different. And it took until Joe Maddon to finally get it right, to have somebody win the World Series and do things differently and do things right. Ben Johnson now has that opportunity.
I'm with you on this, Groats. I think that he handled it in a way where if Caleb wants to, he can just kind of re-say the stuff that his coach said. And I think we're probably all good on this front.
Yeah, you know, it's important, too, to point out, because I didn't point it out in the open, Caleb Williams did not speak today. We have not been told specifically when he will speak, but we imagine that it's going to be in June. I think the only thing that is left for Caleb to answer, because and it'll be now in June, it'll be the week of week one when the Bears play the Vikings, and that is his reported desire to play for the Minnesota Vikings and with that organization. And I think there are also questions to ask him that maybe he was on to something that we weren't all on to right away, and that was that Shane Waldron wasn't the right fit here. Now, he may just answer those questions, Lawrence, like you said, in a very generic sort of way. That was then, this is now. But I do wonder with Caleb Williams, who has been willing to be relatively open with us and take all questions, if he may shed some light on some of those things before he moves on, which I think we all want to have happen. Believe it or not, we all want to move on to this and see this next generation of the Chicago Bears, or iteration of this franchise, as opposed to looking back, which I know can be agonizing.
Did anyone else talk about this?
Yeah, here's what I did. I put together, there were two other guys that were asked about it, and shout out to Pat Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times, because it's difficult, man, to like go back to asking these questions and have to ask the players about this stuff when it had nothing to do with them, relatively speaking. But here is Kevin Byard first, the Bears veteran safety, and then you will also hear the voice of Tremaine Edmonds, both on the drama surrounding Caleb Williams.
I mean, truly, I didn't really think anything of it. I kind of just read some notes. I didn't read the whole article or book or whatever is supposed to be coming out. I just kind of seen a couple quotes on it. I mean, that was before he was here. If that's how he felt, that's how he felt. You know, obviously, I can't speak for him. I can't speak for his dad. But since he's been in the building, since I've been around him, I haven't noticed any of that. I think every single day he's trying to get better. He's still a really good, talented young quarterback in his league, and he's trying to get better every day. And that's all I see from him, just working every single day, staying late, obviously, and meeting with Ben and all those guys, we're trying to right the ship. We're trying to right this organization, trying to right the culture. And that's the only thing I can see from, honestly, anybody in this organization.
You're one of the leaders of this team. What do you make of the Caleb Williams story last week, that before the draft he wanted to find a way to go to the Vikings?
I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a real big social media guy, so I honestly don't really know too much about it. You know, I had the pleasure, obviously, of being around him last year. Caleb, one of my guys, man, you know what I mean? I can tell he wants to be here. I can tell that he's a highly competitive person, you know what I mean? So that stuff, I can't really speak on it, but just mine and his relationship, like, Caleb wants to be here, man. Caleb wants to win. Love the way he compete out there, so I'm looking forward to this year with him for sure.
Man, that's cool. That is two adults. Those are two adults, veterans, guys who've grown up in this game, talking about the quarterback in a way you like to hear. Even from the other side, that's good to hear.
It is. I think that everyone handled it really well.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everyone at the Bears handled this thing really well. Now it's a matter of how does the quarterback handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the part we're all looking for. I mean, honestly, it was disappointing that they didn't have him out here today, but apparently that's they just wanted to keep everything as it was, as it was scripted, that Caleb would speak when he is going to speak in June. So they wanted to keep that there. What I'm looking very forward to, though, guys, in terms of player reaction, is when we start to hear from some of the starters, like in particular, like offensive starters, I should specify, like DJ Moore.
Yep.
Like, there's going to be really, because he's a straight shooter. He's an honest guy. So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting some insight from DJ Moore on
hopefully
that.
He points that straight shooting and that honesty towards himself as well. All right, Groats, there's other stuff. I'm really intrigued by these other pieces of tape that you got. Set us up for this on Tremaine Edmonds, because Dennis Allen's defense is not the same thing as Matt Eberflus's defense.
It's not the same thing, and one thing that they've hinted at and been pretty open about, too, is that Tremaine Edmonds' role could change, as in potentially being switched out of the middle, and T.J. Edwards, who has been the Bears' best linebacker over the last few years, getting into that position. So it's a two-parter, too. Then there's also a question on the new coaching staff in the middle of this, where Edmonds cuts himself off at the end from saying something that maybe he didn't really want to say. So here's Tremaine Edmonds first on potentially being switched out of the middle.
Yeah, I think it just adds, you know what I mean, this league, man, the more that you could do, you know what I mean, it adds value to you as a player. And obviously you develop a different sense, like different knowledge of the game. So just being able to see things from a different perspective, being able just to add things to your belt, is always good. So, you know what I mean? Just taking that experience and, you know, running with it for real.
What do you think about the intensity that Brett Ben's bringing out there?
It's a lot of intensity, man. You see it early. I mean, this is our second day of practice, but it's intensity from offense, intensity on defense. And as a whole, that's what you want, man. That's what develops a good football team. You know what I mean? You got this side that's competing like crazy, this side competing like crazy. Collectively, when that comes together, it's a good thing.
Is that starkly different than last year?
I don't really want to get into compare. You know what I mean? His coaching staff is different. I think we got a good thing that's going on right now. So I would say that.
Good try.
That veteran stuff again, eh, Speaks?
Yeah.
That's a good job of editing on the fly by Tremaine Edmonds, because he told us everything we needed to know in the sentence before.
Yeah.
And it's like,
he doesn't need to.
Yeah, he's good. That's really well done by him.
Yeah, well, it's funny because Lawrence typically, like Tremaine Edmonds, he's a rah-rah guy. I always compare him to Danny Trevathan. He's not giving you a lot, but he's always positive, and you gotta get out there, and you gotta play hard, and all of that stuff. And I figured he would have said, hey, you know, that was great. Love those guys, love Flus, love all those guys. But he didn't say that, because last year was just, it was a mess. It was a mess, and we all know it.
All right, what else do we need to know?
Yes, Joe Tooney, of course, just got his new contract with the Bears, and he was asked, when did he realize he wanted to be with the Chicago Bears long term?
Just kind of, you know, as the days rolled into weeks, you know, you realize, you know, this is a special place, special building, special history here, and the people in the building, you know, just make it even more special, and you just, you know, kind of, I don't know if there's an exact moment or anything, but pretty early on, I could just tell, you know, this is something I want to be a part of, something that I think could be really, really cool going forward. And yeah.
That is Joe Tooney. And while we're talking about the offensive line, I should point out the only thing today that seemed to be constant was those three guys in the middle at starting with Tooney, Dahlman, and Jackson. And then people want to know this. It was Karan Amagaji playing left tackle for the most part, for all the time that I saw. I mean, maybe somebody slid in at some point in time. I didn't see it. But Karan Amagaji was your left tackle with the first stringers. Darnell Wright, for now, working out on the right side. And people, again, should know that Braxton Jones still injured and out. But at least from what we could see, and this was not their first workout, they were out here yesterday as well, it was Karan Amagaji at left tackle
today. Knowledge acquisition period in the offseason for the new coaches. Take a look at that veteran now in year two. Two who actually played a little bit of the position. Figure out what you got. You saw your rookie last week, and we'll see what they do from now.
And whether or not that second-year player, because I don't want to call him a veteran yet, because he hasn't played enough games to call him a vet yet, that second-year player, whether he can catch up to what they want to do with this offense instead of the offense that he played last year.
You got to the offseason, you got to find out where he is. You got to find out where he is before you even consider giving him a shot to play with the first unit. You know, and not that I think they'll consider it.
This is the time to do it. No one's getting hit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, in that regard, guys, I mean, like, there were just so many things. Like, that. Like when I said that the offensive line was the most uniform thing today, just saw all sorts of different manifestations along the defensive line. Like, you couldn't really get a feel necessarily, and we shouldn't. It's OTAs. You know, maybe veteran minicamp, we start to get a better idea of how the actual rotation is going to look on the defensive line. I mean, I think we have a pretty good idea of who's going to be working out on the defensive ends, but they were just kind of throwing all sorts of guys in. Speaking of
my bad. On Joe Tooney, the fact that the Bears put out a press release this morning and Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson both talked about Tooney as a leader. You know, Ryan Poles said, we are fortunate that he will continue to lead our team on and off the field. So, like, we know
you
that.
Go ahead and put a C on his jersey right now.
Put a C on that man's jersey right now. And as they're doing all that stuff on the interior of the line that you're talking about, Ben Johnson said in the statement, as we build our culture through hard work and belief, Joe will be an integral piece to the growth and development of our football team. Just so people know the context with which they look at him.
Yeah, you know what? Normally, I'm not a big, well, I don't know, like maybe it's because of what I do for a living that I want good conversationalists and all of that kind of thing. But this truly is a guy where you can accept that he is a lead by example guy. Look what he did. Look who he worked with in Kansas City. He's a world champion. He worked with maybe the best quarterback of all time. So even from a distance, this guy comes in with massive respect. So he truly is going to be the do as I do type of guy. And I'm sure that he'll have a voice in the locker room, but he is not the type of guy who, and maybe this is part of why they like him as a leader. He's not the type of guy who's going to give us a ton and reveal a bunch of stuff through the media as well. And I think that's why they respect him so much.
It seems like they may have gotten themselves another leader on the other side of the ball with Grady Jarrett.
Amen to that, Lawrence. And he said a lot today as well. This is another one of those days where like I encourage people to maybe listen to the whole thing. And I'll be on tonight.
Or listen to Mark Grody's show, which is going to be on immediately after hours at 6 o'clock.
On the
from
clock?
6 until 9. And he's going to be live from Hallis Hall. Yes, it's called On the Clock.
He's on the clock. So you're on every night until next year's draft.
No. He's on the clock for the season beginning.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Yeah.
That's right. What it is. So this is the debut episode. It's a 3-hour show, which will be taking place right here at Hallis Hall. I didn't have because of the rain and the traffic, I did not have time to drive back to Chicago. So I'll be coming at you from Hallis Hall tonight, ladies
and
gentlemen,
it.
For the next 3 hours, as long as the Bears don't kick me out. But Grady Jarrett, I loved what he said about Shamar Turner. Shamar Turner looks up to him. Shamar Turner talked about watching his tape in college and all of that stuff. And I think listening to Grady Jarrett, man, I think he wants Shamar Turner to just be one of the guys. Listen to this.
So to me, that means a lot, you know, and I don't take it lightly, but at the same time, it's also giving him the confidence to know that, you know, you on this level for a reason now, you know what I'm saying? And go ball and do your thing and know that we is a brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? And it's, and sometimes like, you know, with him being, I mean, I got to be, 10 years or so older than him. It could be like, you know, I want it to be like running parallel, which like we working out, like, no, don't be afraid to speak to me. You know what I'm saying? And like encourage me too, you know, because I always enjoy when the younger guys came in, even like my time in Atlanta, some of the younger players that come in and look up to me. But then when we get to talking and rapping, and it's like, well, man, we like brothers, you know what I'm saying? So it makes them more comfortable to go be their best self, and whatever I can be do to help mentor them, you know, I'm definitely willing. And it pushes me because it, you know, I just like the that keep inspiring other people to do, make me be my best self every day, because I clearly got a standard to uphold. You know what I'm saying? He can't be coming in and meeting me and be like, oh, man, this is you, man. Like, so I got to hold up my name, my end of the bargain, too. So it keep me going. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a two-way street, man. I can't wait to see what the future got for him.
What way do you think would be the best way, Speaks, to socialize with Grady Jarrett?
That's exactly what I'm sitting here thinking about. It's exactly, because as an old head like that, the way that he's talking, you know what I was thinking about, Lawrence? I was thinking about sitting on his back porch with like some Kool-Aid or some lemonade or whatever, you know, and just hanging out.
I was thinking something a little heavier.
Right, well, that's fine. But like whatever.
That drank?
Whatever the man feels like talking about and serving, I will have a beverage and listen to the man talk about football.
See, I wonder if he, like, I hear a guy like Grady Jarrett and I wonder, like, hey, is he a beer guy? Is he a guy that's like going to sit and nurse a beer? Is he a guy that wants a, you know, is he a rum guy? Is he? Is he a lemonade guy? Would he prefer on a warm day to just be on the back porch and having a lemonade?
Yep.
And just sitting there, or Arnold Palmer or something, and just kind of kick back and talk with you.
For me, it's like that grape crush. They make the little squeezable the water additive that's grape, really grape flavor crush, lots of ice. Let's just hang out and you talk to me.
Because I'm like, is it better to just kick it with him on the porch? Is Grady a guy that you want to go to dinner with? Is Grady?
I don't want anything get in the way. I just want I want two chairs, the sun, and a beverage, and nothing else. Just give me the contents of your mind, sir. Let's go.
I like that idea. He's great, and I'm so glad they added him.
Oh.
He's gonna be a lot of fun for you, Groats. So what are there any nuggets and or tidbits?
I got a bunch of stuff here. I told you about Karan Amagaji, Ozzie Trapillo. was when I saw him out there, the times I saw him, he was practicing at left tackle with second and third stringers. So they got him working out at left tackle. Like I said, maybe at times he was at right tackle. Can't see everything all the time, but I did see him at left tackle mostly when I was zeroing in on him. Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, took a playful exception to being described as looking agitated at times on the practice field. And Johnson said he'll, quote, work to get his body language under control, close quote. He also said that he even talked to his players about that. And I'll just tell you guys, he was very vocal. Like I was, since we were in the Walter Payton Center, we were elevated for a while, and then some of us were allowed to go down onto the practice field and see him at that level. So just hearing from Ben Johnson, he is excited out there, but it sounds like he thinks he's got to tone it down just a little bit. So we'll keep you up to date on how that develops. The Bears reportedly, one of the teams that did not want the tush push for banning the tush push. Relative to that, Ben Johnson was asked about the tush push, and he said, hey man, I like big plays. He said, I quote, I'm not a big tush push guy. So maybe a company line, or maybe just something he's been working up because he knew would be there. Noah Sewell, we've heard his name a couple of times now. I remember hearing his name like when Ben Johnson took over and those guys brought his name. Oh, yeah, Noah Sewell's on this team. He's been working as the third linebacker, working on that strong side. Of course, Jack Sanborn, six Bears, no longer here. Another thing from Grady Jarrett, he told us that Jervon Dexter put together a workout group in Miami along with Montez Sweat, Austin Booker, and some other NFL players. Jarrett was blown away by that. He thought it was really cool that he put it together and invited Grady Jarrett to it. And finally, Kevin Byard, in a question asked by my guy Dan Wiederer, co-host of the Take the North podcast, said that he digs the idea of flag football being in the Olympics. He said it's not something that he would probably participate in at this point in his career, even if he was asked to do it. But he loves the concept, and he thinks other players will dig it as well.
I'm not sure how to feel about it. I've been thinking about it because I do like the idea that NFL players would have an opportunity to get a medal. But there's a giant flag football community in this country. And I feel like they're already jumping the line of folks who could be playing flag football for their country that aren't also NFL players.
Lawrence,
go ahead.
I will just tell both of you, one of the greatest gigs in broadcasting that I've had in my life, along with our good friend Dan Levy, we got to broadcast the Blondes versus the Brunettes flag football charity game in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago. It was just, and the post party was absolutely deluxe.
Let me guess how Dan sounded.
Yeah.
All right. I can't get that level of bass. Hey,
what's going on?
Yeah.
Grody, look.
It was Blondes versus Brunettes.
The reporter's notebook is overflowing. Your show tonight is going to be rock'em sock'em from 6 to 9. But what segment tonight are you going to expound on the Blondes versus Brunettes flag football game? When is that? 7:40? Tell us now.
Since I just did it right now, so this 5:30, what would be the radio rule? 6, yeah, probably, yeah, 7:40 might work. That actually might be good. Yeah, 7:40, the Blondes versus the Brunettes, and it was just wonderful. They were great players, and man, it was a great post party.
Yeah, people will tune in for those details. 7:40 tonight. Thanks, Mark.
Gross, never mind all this Bear stuff.
Yeah,
you're
right.
The absolute best. This is Mark Grody. Check him out tonight after we are done right here on the Score airwaves. We got into it. Speaks and I and Alex were in watching the Cubs game. Tanny, of course, was putting together all the sound. We got into a conversation about Luis Robert, and then Tanny kind of took one flap off of his ears. He's like, yeah, don't forget about this part. And then we went back to talk. But we need to discuss this because Luis Robert is very sad about his current situation.
He sounds psychologically broken. And whose fault is that?
We will talk about that next here on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at the Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
We've talked, and for me, it's just as an observer. You know, you see a guy that's got one mentality on the bases in the outfield, and maybe, and that's an aggressive one, and then maybe a little in between at the plate. And so, for me, it's just about making sure that he felt supported, and that at the same time that we're challenging him to do all the things that he needs to do to make adjustments to get better, and he's doing those things. So, I think he knows where he's at. He's working extremely hard to make adjustments, and he's going to find what he needs to find to have more confidence at the plate.
Will Venable talking about Luis Robert, who has remained on the struggle bus for the White Sox this season.
For all qualified hitters in Major League Baseball, Luis Robert has the 7th worst OPS in all of Major League Baseball.
He was an all-star 2 years ago.
Andrew Vaughn has the 4th worst OPS.
We've all given up on Andrew Vaughn.
I know. But Luis Robert.
Some of us earlier than others, though.
The Luis Robert thing, man. We dreamed. We compiled the comps of the skill set and what the ceiling could be for the five-tool hero that he seemed to be, blooming into at the beginning of his career.
He was a 5-war player 2 years ago.
And now he is broken on the field and apparently broken psychologically.
It does seem that way because the talk, and we've talked about it here on the show, that you could trade him, that at the beginning of the season, I was hoping that he would have already been traded, because what I didn't want was another half year of him in a White Sox uniform for a lot of reasons. I don't know if he'll ever get back to being a 5-war player. But I do think that him hearing a different voice, and I don't mean Will Venable, who's doing a pretty good job managing what he has, but organizationally, I think he is a ripe candidate for change of scenery.
Yeah, maybe so. He's He's really, really playing poorly, and this was him yesterday in pregame
with Billy Russo.
Yeah, Billy Russo, the the White Sox staffer, doing the translation. This is Luis Robert on his season and possibly being traded or not.
I feel good, calm. Just try to enjoy it every day. There are certain things that I can control. Right now, I'm just trying to enjoy every day.
It's 2 months until, about 2 months until the trade deadline. Aside from when we ask you, do you ever think about that at that point, about what could possibly happen?
I think right now, as my season is going, I don't think anybody's going to take a chance on me. I just focus on, in trying to get better. I can't think in anything else.
With how the season's going, how do you kind of stay confident that you are, a player who's, has all-star level capabilities?
A medida que la temporada, los resultados que están ahí, ¿cómo crees tú que puedes llegar a ser el jugador que fue el juego estrella hace 2 años?
No, siempre trato, todos los días trato de ser ese, ¿sabes? Voy a seguir trabajando, voy a seguir saliendo a jugar con la misma ganas todos los días y, ¿sabes? Ya el resultado, si no sale, ya no podemos hacer nada.
I try to be that player every day. I prepare myself the best way that I can to be that player. If at the end of the day, the results aren't there, that's something that I can control. But I prepare myself to be that player every day.
In the old days of baseball, some guys would just, they were in a slump, they'd just say, I'll go get drunk and just show up for the game and end up getting 4 hits. Have you exhausted all the ideas that you can use?
No.
In other words, is it possible you're just overthinking a lot of it?
I'm not that kind of person. I'm more laid back. Maybe I need that, but, I'm not going to try doing that.
Man.
That's pretty funny that you hear Billy and Luis kind of giggle at that question from Bruce. It makes me sad that a player that's as talented as Luis Robert is struggling.
Right now, as my season is going, I don't think anyone's going to take a chance on me.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And no, I think he's probably right. Lawrence, at what point in his development as a White Sox player, how many different points could a really badass verbal veteran showing him the right way to go about it every day have made a difference?
I don't know. And I feel like that clubhouse had that for Spanish-speaking players. I think that Jose Abreu was there for those players.
As an example, but not as a guy who got on them.
That's
what Ozzy has said repeatedly.
I know, but it's because, look, it's not just the Spanish-speaking players that have fallen apart. Tim Anderson lost himself too.
Yeah, there were no leaders on it in that whole batch.
And it makes you wonder, because my thing has been, I think one of Rick's superpowers was getting guys to sign early. And I wonder now if getting guys to sign out their arb years, if it allowed for some complacency to take place.
It clearly did with Eloy Jimenez, who was prone to it. It clearly seems to have done so for Yoan Moncada, who apparently was prone to it. I feel like Luis busts his ass. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think that he lacks for trying, but something broke. And I mean, it may have been his hand at that point. Remember when he was up there swinging with one hand and Tony La Russa was like, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong with him. Totally wrong with him.
I still see the way that he fields fly balls when it's a sacrifice fly attempt. And it still looks wrong to me fundamentally. And I'm like, has anybody ever tell him, or did they just think, well, he must know what he's doing? We know Daryl Boston was really bad at his job for a long time, and he was there. How about guys after that? Like, have people gotten on him? Have veterans got on? Like, he's still, to me, he feels like a guy who has needed guidance and has never gotten it.
I would probably agree with you, and I don't want to go against Ozzy, because Ozzy knows, especially when it comes to the Spanish-speaking players, he talks to these guys. Like, he's the one guy that really has the inside story. I just think that if you're in a room where you're watching Jose Abreu win an MVP and watch, even if he says nothing, if you're watching the way that he goes about what he's doing and you're not picking up what he's throwing down, I don't know what to tell you. You know, and early on,
yeah,
Ricky was a guy that would push some buttons, and it's part of the reason that guys didn't like him.
I know there was a whole thing, but Ricky was also people's friends. Like, Tim loved Ricky. And so, yeah, I'm tempted to say if they hadn't made that move, if they stayed with Ricky, but I was ready for them to move on from Ricky.
Everyone was ready for them to move on. And it was just they moved on to the wrong person.
Right. And it's not like the Ricky and Luis relationship was perfect. Tanny reminded us of some of that stuff as he shouted out while cutting Bears tape from the other room.
By the way, Yoan Moncada, 835 OPS this season for the Angels.
You're kidding me. I had not even noticed.
He's not hitting for average, but he is hitting for pop. He's got 4 home runs this year.
And, you know, the Javi Baez thing, like, gives me hope for guys like this, because mm-hmm. I've seen it. It's not like you're just hoping that this guy can be a good player. You've seen it in action. You've seen him be an all-star.
Yeah.
But as each day passes, I'm like, you know what? I just don't think it's going to happen on the South Side anymore.
No, it's not going to happen here.
And I was
Tanny.
Really, you know, like, you guys have heard me on the air for years saying, don't trade this guy. You know, escalate the rebuild around him and build around this guy. But I just don't think he's ever going to be an all-star caliber player again in a White Sox uniform.
Yeah, I think that he has to go. And I've been saying that Cincinnati is a place I want him to go. One, because they had a need, and two, because they have a manager that I think could get through to him.
Yeah, it would have been a great fit in the spring training. But now Cincinnati's getting some production from Will Benson, who's been playing in the outfield. I think he's homered in 4 straight games, or he had before last night, maybe. But yeah, it's a weird thing, and it's a sad tale.
It makes me really sad,
oh,
man.
It's so sad, and you know, I mean, we talk about trusted vets or older vets. But the dudes he came up with, the dudes he ran with, the dudes he signed with, Eloy and Yoan, you know? And those are not dudes to have learned from in this time.
Nope, not one bit. And it's sad. We're going to talk about Matt LaFleur. Cram hole LaFleur next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Former Bears tight end, Dez Clark.
Spiegel, we never met in person, but I pay attention to the radio when I'm back in Chicago, and I still enjoy tuning in to 6-7 Inch Score.
So what do you think of when you see Lawrence?
I mean, you still look the same, so you probably still got a little hater in you. But we'll see.
Afternoons on the Score.
A good football coach, as he said himself, in Ben Johnson.
Whoa.
Nice, healthy rivalry between Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur. Maybe Matt LaFleur didn't know it was coming, but Ben has made it happen.
Well done, Tanny.
Explain, please.
Finding little ways to keep it going.
Yes.
That's kind of brought it back a little bit.
That's the Hater Wednesday music underneath us.
Oh, there it is.
And it is Wednesday.
See? See? Little ways.
Got to be careful, though.
About that music?
That's the Hater Wednesday music, and that's all it is.
That's all it ever is.
Noted.
And it's only an instrumental. There are no lyrics to that song by no artist. It's just really good production.
I love that Dez still saw some hater in you he looked through the Twitch.
I mean, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? Up and Adam. That's a good show. Up and Adams with Kay Adams. She tweeted, Matthew Patrick LaFleur is going to be on Up and Adam's show tomorrow. What should I ask him? And then the show started like this. And then it started like something else.
Started a little something like this.
Or like,
I don't know who Patrick is, but
is that not your middle name?
Oh, Matthew Robert.
Why does it say Matthew Patrick on your Wikipedia? Are you joking?
When has Wikipedia been a source of credible information?
Uh-oh. This is not the way to start this.
That's where I go. That's my source of credible information. I mean, I'm
Lockport High School's CM Punk. I think it's between you and Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. And
I think he's got that.
How about Ron Coomer? Our guy, what? Ron Coomer. Yes. For most famous Lockport alum. It's probably Punk. I think you got it, man. So
I honestly didn't know there was anybody else who ever graduated from Lockport High School.
There you go.
You're the only one. Yeah. You're actually the only person that's ever graduated.
What kind of wrestler were you in the Lunatic Wrestling Federation, the backyard wrestling federation of your early life in the early aughts?
Well, somebody's reading Wikipedia.
It might be true. It might be true. Busted.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
Shout out to my guy Kyle Higgins, also a Lockport porter.
There you go. So the porters, you know, carrying bags all over the train cars.
Doing their thing.
When has Wikipedia been a source of credible information?
Right then.
About 85% of the time.
Is that what it is?
It's the 15% that really bites you in the ass.
Gets you in trouble.
I also enjoy her questioning if he knew what his middle name was at the beginning of that. He's like, Yeah,
I got it. It's my name, so I'm incredibly familiar with what my middle name is.
I'm pretty sure what my middle name is, regardless of what Wikipedia says it is.
I'm just glad it's not Herbert, you know, because we learned that about Ron Coomer's dad.
Oh yeah, does not like to.
And Pat Hughes' dad, both of them had Herbert in the name.
What did Pat say? We've all got issues.
We all have issues. Yeah, we sure do.
He's 100% right.
We absolutely
about
do.
All of that. Fun show today after the Cubs game. There'll be more Cubs breakdown for us as we get ready to preview the series against Cincinnati on tomorrow's show. Adam Hogue is going to join us tomorrow. We got to talk to him about what he learned inside of the Bears press room today.
Yeah, we're going to have a fun one Friday too. Greg Cosell is going to talk NFL film. You know, and how to break down NFL film.
Oh, by the way, thanks to the folks over at Northern Illinois University, I'm going to be doing the show Friday from there. I'm excited that they had room because I have a speaking engagement in DeKalb later that night. So I asked the people at Northern if they could hook me up, and they were like, yeah, come on through.
That's awesome.
It is.
And we will also talk to Bronson Arroyo.
Bye, Toledo!
Damn right, Bill Baker.
Talk to Bronson Arroyo about his favorite manager, Terry Francona, the manager of the Cincinnati Reds.
That's all on Friday, though. True. We got to get to tomorrow's show, and we got to get through this one. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to Tanny. For my partner, Matt's... Yes?
Alex Kuhn is hosting Categories tomorrow.
Oh, yeah!
It's a debut.
All right. This is going to be good.
Kuhn, like they used to chant.
Going to be doing some homework tonight. Okay. So.
All right, well, that's good. For my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show us every day. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. But don't go anywhere. You want to know why? Because Mark Grody is next on The Score.
Because of The Score was The Score today, there's a lot of things to learn from that tape.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.